Time now for Extension Today on WIFM. Extension Today presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. North Carolina Farm Bureau has been actively promoting farm and rural issues since 1936. Now, Extension Today with Danny Hall.
Welcome to Extension Today on WIFM. I'm Danny Hall, and we're pleased to welcome to our program this morning from the Surrey County Cooperative Extension Service, Joanna Radford. Good morning, Joanna.
Good morning, Danny.
Welcome to the program, and I see you've brought a guest with you this morning.
I have. I have Christina Connell with us today. She's one of our master gardeners here in Surrey County.
Welcome, Christina. It's a pleasure to have you in the studio.
Thank you, Danny. I'm glad to be here.
Well, since you mentioned Master Gardener, I'm assuming that we're talking today about the Master Gardener Volunteer Program. The North Carolina Cooperative Extension has the Extension Master Gardener Volunteer Program. First of all, let's talk about who are the Master Gardeners.
Master Gardeners are just normal, everyday people that live in our community. They enjoy learning and gardening and volunteering for folks. They receive a lot of training from the Extension office in horticulture, and then in return, they actually give volunteer hours back. So they're an extension of us as an Extension service, so we can reach more people in the county.
Well, Christina, you heard, you're an ordinary, regular person in the county. You're also a master gardener.
Yes, we are.
Let's talk some about some of the training topics that are involved. Can you address that, Christina?
Absolutely. They range from basic plant physiology to weather situations, to soil characteristics, to organic gardening, to composting. There's about 20 or so topics that they cover in the class.
Wow. So then once the training's complete, what do participants, what happens then? Are you just done with the program? You stay? How's that work?
Most people then proceed to be volunteers and are active participants in a variety of projects, including our workshops that we have during the mostly during the growing season. Mm-hmm. And we're right now planning a gardening symposium, which I hope we can talk about
Absolutely.
In more detail a little later.
Sure. Joanna, how many master gardeners are there in the general area here with the Cooperative Extension folks?
Oh, wow. I am very happy to say that there are 400 or maybe a little bit over 400 master gardeners in the offices of Surrey, Yadkin, Forsyth, Stokes, and Wilkes counties.
Wow, that's a great number. Our guest on Extension today, Joanna Radford with the Surrey County Cooperative Extension Service, and Christina Connell, who is a master gardener. Christina, in your opinion, what's the best thing about being a master gardener?
I'm glad you asked that question. We love being able to work together to improve the academic knowledge of gardeners to help them enjoy gardening because they're successful with having their plants grow and thrive.
How did you become a master gardener? What brought you to that?
Partly moving from Maryland to North Carolina. Mm-hmm. I had been in the master gardener program in Maryland and wanted to learn more about the situation for gardening in North Carolina.
Were you a gardener in Maryland? I'm assuming the growing period's a little different in Maryland.
It's a little different, although we're in the same plant zone. We're in 7A.
Oh, okay. Great.
So it wasn't that different. I lived on the Eastern Shore where the soil was very different.
Yeah.
But the climate was quite similar. Gardening, my family were gardeners, not farmers, mind you, like we have in Surrey County. Yeah. But my parents always gardened and maintained their yard and had wonderful perennial borders. And I focus more on vegetables.
Oh, terrific. When you decide to become a master gardener, then what's the process? Once you get accepted in that program, what happens then?
Well, we go ahead and contact folks. They do have an orientation that they go to, just seeing, is it really what they want to do? Because it is a volunteer program. So they, you know, hopefully will give back those hours.
Right.
But once they get accepted, we have actually 40 hours of training. So it is intense training. Some folks say it's even like a college course. We have it once a week, 3.5 hours. And we do a lot of learning, but also hands-on learning, too. So
right.
It's not all sitting and looking at a screen or a video or something like that. So we try to make it a little entertaining, too.
Oh, good.
Joanna teaches most of those hours.
Right.
So it's a huge commitment for her. But she also invites speakers from NC State and some of the Master Gardener volunteers participate as well. I worked with a another master gardener on a section of the course on propagation.
Terrific.
Last semester.
You you said you came from a family of gardeners. Have you, once you took this course, you learned a lot of new things about gardening?
Every time I do anything related to the Extension Service, I learn something new.
Yeah.
Obviously, at my age, and you can tell, I have folks out there can't see me, but I have white hair. I've learned a lot over the years, but I always learn something new.
Our guest, Christina Connell, who's a master gardener, and Joanna Radford with the Surrey County Cooperative Extension Service, talking about the Master Gardener Program. Joanna, is there a fee for the training?
There is. The fee is anywhere from $80 to $125, and that just depends on if someone would like a book, the manual that we go over, and that's in their hand. You can, anyone, get the manual online, okay. So that's for free.
When does the next training certification begin?
That will begin in February. I think on the 5th is when we actually start the new class.
Okay. Do people need to be signed up by when?
They need to be signed up by the middle of January.
Okay. All right. What would be some of the projects that the Master Gardeners in Surrey County are involved in right now?
Well, we're working on planning workshops for 2019.
Mm-hmm.
We have not got our list yet firmed up, and we're even thinking about whether the times that we're offering these workshops are appropriate, are user-friendly for the residents of Surrey County. So I can talk about 2018.
Sure.
They were mostly in the evening from 6 to 8, mostly on Tuesday evenings. Topics included small space gardening, growing herbs, the importance of pollinators, pest control.
Ah, big one. Yeah, big one.
You have pests in your garden?
Maybe a few. My wife says there's one in the house. I don't know what she's talking about.
And I'm sure we don't either. Yeah,
of course not.
No. Fall gardening, gardening cleanup, and cover crops, which are useful not only in the fall and winter, but during the growing season. If you have a portion of your garden that's not productive, you might put a cover crop on it to prevent weeds and to help enrich the soil. So those are the kinds of things that we're presenting to the public.
A lot of great information. You mentioned earlier in the program, Christina, about the gardening symposium. Let's talk about that some.
Okay. It's going to be in April, April 13th, which is a Saturday. So we've still got some planning to do. But the way it originated is that some of our master gardeners had attended similar programs in other counties.
Right.
One up in, there's a large one in Patrick County in Virginia. There's one in Davidson. There's one in Guilford. And wasn't there just a big one in the Asheville area?
Yes.
Wonderful. They get maybe 300 people.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah. We're starting a little smaller than that.
That's fine.
But we wanted to bring some of the benefits of a symposium to people like your listeners.
And where will this symposium take place? Do we know yet?
It'll take place at our new extension office in Dobson.
Oh, terrific.
915 East Atkins Street.
You obviously have enjoyed becoming a master gardener. Do you enjoy the volunteering part now so much?
I do, very much. In fact, that was a large component in my decision to ask Joanna if I could enroll. I am a retired teacher, and as a retired person, I wanted to find a way to give back to the community.
Sure.
And meet people and go out there and do interesting things.
Let me address this to either of you. If someone has little or no knowledge about gardening, would you say to them it's okay to sign up for the program? I mean, do they need some sort of basis for gardening before they sign up?
No, they don't have to. As long as they have an interest in gardening.
Terrific.
In learning, they would be perfect for the program.
Terrific. The Master Gardener Program is through the Surrey County Cooperative Extension Service. Where can they get in contact with you? How can they get the information we talked about today or anything else they want to know about Master Gardening?
They can call our office at 336-401-8025.
It's an exciting program. It's fun. I've encountered master gardeners at different events around the region, and the knowledge that they possess is phenomenal. It's amazing. I grew up on a farm and didn't realize how little I knew till I started talking to some master gardeners.
Gardening is a huge topic.
It really is.
It really covers a lot. And I'd like to mention the three main speakers that we're going to have.
Absolutely.
For our symposium.
Sure.
The first one is Alex Tuckman from the Spikenard Honeybee Sanctuary up near Floyd. With Mars from the Extension Service is going to talk about gardening with clay soil and how to improve
Terrific.
Your clay soil.
Yes. There's plenty of that around here.
Really?
Yes.
It's one of the first things I learned when I came to Surrey County was clay soil.
Yeah. Yes, indeed.
And then our third speaker is Kyle Montgomery from York Farm over in Beulah.
Terrific. Yeah.
And he has a sustainable garden. You can't use the term organic unless the government has certified you.
Okay.
But he uses organic practices and runs a CSA. Are you familiar with that
term? No, I'm not.
Okay. Stands for Community Supported Agriculture. And basically it's like a subscription to receiving a package of vegetables and fruit every whatever the period is, week or every 2 weeks. So he's going to speak on extending the gardening season. Because obviously, if you're doing that, you want to be able to provide those packages.
Yes, absolutely.
As long as you can.
Yes, sure. Well, that's terrific. Yeah. And that's mid-April is when the symposium is, right?
April 13th.
April 13th. And they just need to call the office ahead of time to get registered, correct?
They'll be able to find more information on our Facebook page and our website. And registration will begin January 15th and end on March 23rd.
Christina Connell, Joanna Radford, thank you both very much. Some great information, and I know that it'll get people even more interested in the Master Gardener program. The more the merrier, right?
That's right.
You can't have too many gardeners. That's my idea because I love those fresh vegetables and stuff from the garden. My goodness. Good stuff. Ladies, thank you very much. Have a great rest of the day.
Thank you, Danny.
And thank you, folks, for joining us for Extension Today here on 100.9 WIFM.
Extension Today on WIFM, presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. Join us again next time for Extension Today on WIFM.